We're talking with Dave Rylander from the Monsanto / Climate Corporation. Dave, you said something kind of at the end of your comments today that I thought maybe we'd start with, and that's the idea that good data gives us the opportunity to improve yields. What do you mean by that?
Well, so I think the next huge improvement in yields, I mean, our industry has done a lot with equipment, a lot with genetics, a lot with biotechnology. I think the unique opportunity we have in the future is how do we take all this data that farmers are creating and companies are developing and put it together, because I think that unlocks the future yield potential. They say a seed plant or a corn seed has the potential to produce 500 bushel corn. So why aren't we getting there? It's because we don't understand the interactions of all these variables. And once we do that, we'll be able to develop recommendations using better insights to give farmers better recommendations on how to optimize these yields.
So the data that we were collecting, and when we start aggregating it, does make a difference.
Yeah, the data that, so whether it's yield, whether it's planting data, whether it's data that's coming from the soil itself, like nutrition data, whether it's weather data, you know, if you can start layering all that stuff together and you can start utilizing statistical models to help develop some better insights, you'll have better recommendations on how to improve the productivity on these farms.
Where do we go? In other words, how do we get our arms around this on a practical basis at the farmer rancher level?
Well, I think at the farm level, the farmer's got to, first thing he's got to do is start to capture data. And so whether it's yield monitors, whether it's planting monitors, whether it's how he does his soil testing, it's all, I think farmers are capturing a lot of this data today. Their problem is how do you push it all together? I mean, it's like they have all the ingredients to bake a cake, but they don't know what the recipe is to put the cake together. They got the eggs, they got the milk, they got the flour, but how do you optimize that into the right recommendation in order to help increase productivity? So I think a lot of farmers have data. I think their challenge is, what do I do with it?
Of course, the question a lot of folks raise, the big data issue, privacy, are they giving away information they shouldn't give away? A lot of farmers have that in their mind.
Yeah, that is a big concern. You're hearing a lot. I don't care whether it's in agriculture or whether it's in just the regular retailer world, you hear a lot of concerns about who's got my data. And so climate's policy is the farmer owns the data. He can move it from one platform to another. He can has the choice of opting in or opting out. So our belief is that it's the farmer's data to use and provide it to us to help make better recommendations. If he doesn't want to do that, that's his choice. And so it's about choice, and it's also about transparency on our part. I think one of the questions farmers have is, so how are you going to use my data if I give it to you? So we've got to be very transparent as an industry or as a company like Climate on how do we intend to use that data to help improve your productivity on your farm.